All right, hangover part four. It's a pretty common saying that when someone has to over-explain stuff, that they might be lying. You've provided a lot of paragraph answers every time you're asked a question. Is there anything you are lying about?
Yeah, yes. Like why name hangover part four?
Yeah, so I got hangover part four because I said what I was going to do with the money was take my friends out for an awesome night out. And in that conversation, talked about Vegas and we talked about whitewater rafting. So that's how I got that. And then from when I did that audition to the actual first cat, like that's when I had the conversation with my buddy and he made that decision to stop drinking and to like start taking things seriously.
Bad luck, Lucy. Do you believe him?
I believe him, but now I'm questioning, did you tell your friend about it? And is he taking advantage of you now?
No, my buddy doesn't know that I'm doing this at all.
Bad luck, Lucy. You've often, in these conversations, shown a soft side for bucking awesome dad. Do you think at this point, maybe you really should just side with him and realize that that's where the money should go?
I am kind of on the fence about it. My dad did a lot of the same things. He was did everything he could for his family. So I see a lot of that in bucking awesome dad. But now that he's saying that his daughter's pretty young, she will get over it. So I don't know. I'm on the fence.
Who would you still be okay with getting the money, even if the scenario itself is being made up?
I would go with bucking awesome dad. He seems like a good guy. I think he's got a genuine heart.
And then back to hangover.
I think I'm leaning towards bad luck Lucy because I feel like it would make the most immediate change in her life.
And bucking awesome dad.
Bad luck Lucy would too.
Do any of the jurors have a question for another juror?
I do. Hangover four. What the hell, man? It's a little hard to fathom that in 6 hours you're going to swing from going to Vegas because I've been there. It's a freaking blast to giving all this money to your buddy. That's a tough swing. You know what I'm saying?
100%. Like my initial thing was like, yeah, let's, like a really big group hangout. Cause he himself was like, oh, let's go to Banff and whitewater raft. And he wants to do all these big things. But then, yeah, when I had this conversation with him, I'm like, okay, he's finally taking these pieces seriously. He's willing to make this change and not just sweep under everything under the rug. Cause that's what he likes to do. It's like, okay, like if this is like where he's actually focused and what he wants to do, let's free up some funds so that he can actually pursue that. Like I see that swing, and if that affects you, your belief in my cause, I completely get it. But yeah, that is sincerely the truth.